Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. Catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7:30, that is Pacific Standard Time.
Debut 2009's Lungs. That was the second single by Florence and the Machine, known as The Dog Days Are Over. Florence and the Machine are still scheduled to perform this Friday at Deer Lake Park, July 20th there. But there is news that makes that tentative in light of some recently canceled dates in Europe after Florence Welch sustained a vocal injury that requires some rest as per doctor's orders. So if you do have tickets for that outdoor show, keep your eyes and ears peeled for any updates. So that's how we're going to start off this episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's rapscallionly mischievous little community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. And you can find us on the web at citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be biting your ankles here until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can always email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. On Twitter, you'll see confessions of jet lag there. It's 100 Air, and there's Facebook and other stuff, too. The internet and the social networks, they cover that. Anyways, for the rest of the show, it's going to be a weird take on children's music. So, partly in light of a recent visit I had with family and friends last week, and because it came up as a frequent topic here. Watching shows like The Octonauts with my nieces, to the point I think we actually used a melodica and recorded parts of the theme for them. For like a book somewhere. And then listening to They Might Be Giants with other young folks. So I gave a little bit of fodder and inspiration for this mismatch of Saturday cartoons. Vintage bits, modern indie, some other like weird ruffian stuff, a whole bunch of Space Ghost related stuff. And we're actually going to profile one cartoon that relied on music heavily for its dialogue freestyle, and that would be Samurai Jack. Behind me, this is the underscore herd for pretty much in all Magilla Gorilla cartoons. He's a gorilla you can buy from the store from the 60s. And somehow the theme was attributed to the men behind Hanna-Barbera Productions, and that's Joseph Barbera and William Hanna. And like a good portion of the cues I'll be babbling over and impersonating badly via YouTube clips, this comes from 1995's Picnic Basket Cartoon Classics box set through Rhino Records. We're going to go full steam with a little remix Sesame Street gem here, thanks to back around 2002 when DJ Food from Ninja Tune went to visit the Sesame Workshop in New York, scoured through a lot of the video archives, and it was a part of an initial campaign to sort of work between the Children's Television Workshop people, and looking back at some of the original sort of music that appeared in the 70s versions of the Saw show. So in 2003... a remix appeared on a 12-inch of this classic done by the Pointer Sisters, though they were just up-and-comers at the time. And based on the success of this release, it actually blossomed into a full album called Sesame Beat. So, from the Pinball Number Count 12-inch, this is DJ Foo featuring vocals here with the Pointer Sisters, which is how we'll start off this episode of Exploding Head Movies.
Three, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I love it. I love it.
Saturday, July 21st, CITR 101.9 FM, Scott T's Scenic Drive, and Combination 13 presents a very special night with the return of Easy Big Fella from Seattle and an EP release party for Vancouver's own Los Furios. It's happening at the Cobalt, 319 Main Street. Saturday, July 21st. Tickets at Scratch, Zulu, High Life, Red Cat, and brownpapertickets.com.
Hello, friends. Hello, friends.
Here to play with me, singing and dancing. Four, five, six, robot friends here to play with me, singing and dancing.
I'ma teach you some sounds. Okay, here's Biz's beat of the day. Okay, kids, one more time. Now practice this at home, and I'll see y'all next time. Bye-bye. Yeah.
In the background here, this is Rat-a-tat. Just Rat-a-tat, not Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat. This is off of 2010's LP4 album. It's called Party with Children. And we just heard there, featuring a whole bunch of Yo Gabba Gabba samples. That was Boston DJ. Goes by the name of Boba Fettuccini. Though he's better known as 7L, as part of the Esoteric crew. Or he's known to his parents as George Adrianopoulos. And what we just heard there was a whole bunch of selections from the Yo Gabba Gabba Breaks album that came out last year through his own Mon Mothma label, which he releases a whole bunch of other breaks as well, too. Things for like Star Wars, Fat Albert, Batman, and Family Guy, and things like that. A whole bunch of great stuff we're listening to. I like the Fat Albert one, just all based on all the samples there. Hey, so you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here, and this is the All Children Show. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And Yo Gabba Gabba was started by one of the guys from the Aquabats, Christian Jacobs. And somehow, actually, the Aquabats are coming up with their own kids show soon. Something, I think it's a mixture of live and animation stuff there. Also, Scott Schultz helped make Yo Gabba Gabba. Originally just two Southern Californian fathers. Had some kids, and they didn't like a lot of the kids' programming that they see, so they started Yo Gabba Gabba. Great source for music, and they've had three soundtrack albums come out so far, so we're going to play something off of Volume 2. Yo Gabba Gabba music is awesome, which it is. So this is from Victoria. This is Hot Hot Heat, and this appears on one of the Season 2 episodes here, so this is time to go outdoors. Good instruction to do now here in Vancouver, as the heat's calmed down a little bit, but there's still plenty of sunlight, so... You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. This is Hot Hot Heat, CITR, Vancouver.
The sun, and when he got there, little golden flies stuck up there like the shrike sticks them on the blackthorn. And when he wanted to go back down to Earth, the Earth was an overturned piss pot. And he was all alone. And he sat down and he cried. And he is there to this day.
Year's session of Girls Rock Camp takes place Saturday, July 14th, at the Rio Theatre at 2:30 p.m.
1, 2, 3, 4!
It will feature 8 bands of 8 to 18-year-old girls that were formed less than a week earlier. They'll perform the original songs they wrote during camp. Girls Rock Camp is a social profit organisation that works to build self-esteem in female youth through music creation and performance. Tickets are $10 at Audiopile, Red Cat Records, or at the door. This could be the funnest, cutest, and weirdest show you'll see all year.
Thank you!
Thank you!
Thank you!
We'll drink a drink, a drink to Lily, the pink, the pink, the pink, the savior of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy. And so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's learning how to fly. Brother Tony was known to be bony. He would never eat his meal. And so they gave him medicinal compound, and now they move him round on wheels.
A drink, a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Old Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, and so they put him in a home, where they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's a emperor of Rome.
Terrible sister, just this time.
lily, the pink, the pink, the pink, the savior of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Auntie Millie ran willy-nilly when her legs they did reach succeed. And so they rubbed on medicinal compound. Now they call her Millie Bee.
Jennifer Eccles had terrible freckles, and the boys all called her nicknames. But she changed with medicinal compound. Now he joins in all the games.
Medicinal compound, Sandy Pickle Lily died.
Up to heaven, her soul ascended. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her medicinal.
My name is Rodney Graham, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, children, all right. Teachers here. Now, lessons. What shall we have today? Arithmetic?
No!
English?
No!
Thank goodness for that. Now, what would you like?
Tell us a story.
Tell you a story? I think that'll be a good idea.
Son!
Yes. Now then. Once upon a time, there was a toothbrush who lived all alone in a great big bathroom. Alone, that is, except for a tube of toothpaste. The tube of toothpaste was very amorous. Sometimes it would turn its nozzle towards the toothbrush and sing, "Squeeze me, squeeze me, never let me go." But the blue toothbrush didn't care for the toothpaste. Then one morning, what do you think happened? There was another toothbrush in the rack, a pink toothbrush. And the blue toothbrush looked towards the pink toothbrush and said, "You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Have we met somewhere before? You're a pink toothbrush and I think toothbrush that we met by the bathroom door. Glad to meet toothbrush, such a sweet toothbrush. How you thrill me through toothbrush on a soft toothbrush, 'cause I can't help loving you. Every time I hear you whistle, it makes my nylon bristle. You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Won't you marry me in haste? I'll be true toothbrush, just to you toothbrush, when we both use the same toothpaste." All right, children, I want to see if you've been listening. When I say two, join in on the chorus. One, three.
You're a pink. Right.
time I hear you whistle. It makes my nylon bristle.
You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Won't you marry me in haste? I'll be true toothbrush, just to you toothbrush, when we both use the same toothpaste.
That was very good. You can all take the day off.
For those of you who didn't run out of the classroom, we start off with Hot Hot Heat with Time to Go Outdoors from Volume 2 of the Yo Gabba Gabba Music is Awesome compilation. Came out through the Filter label. Then we heard a little bit of a downtrodden thing there. We had Tom Waits there off of his Orphans compilation, Brawlers, Ballers, and... Well, this isn't really a kid's word, but of course the accurate description, of course, is Bastards. That was a children's story. And Tom Waits, hopefully come on late night television because he's actually starting to do some work now in tribute of his recent album, Bad As Me. Then we really went someplace weird. We had an unknown DJ from somewhere in CBC Northland. There's a tape that was traded in the early 80s, a recording of a CBC strike. And word is that some of the janitorial crew actually took over the station for a bit. So there's a 30-minute cassette trading around that at least has been trading around for like 30 years. That features what they actually put on air at that time and just sounds utterly fascinating as they try to do Rolling Stone covers. They try to do like commercials, but all in one of the Inuit languages there. So what we heard is someone perform You Are My Sunshine there, featuring a great little jew's harp. And then we had a double set of British Pink songs there. So from Liverpool, for your skills is out there, we heard The Scaffold with Lily the Pink in tribute to some of the snake oil medicines and things that you get in traveling shows, revivals. Then we heard from the London Docklands, Max Bygraves. Well, let me tell you a story about a pink toothbrush. So that was You're a Pink Toothbrush. And both of those can be found on various compilations called Hello Children Everywhere. Came out through EMI, and both of those are sort of like late 60s classics. That's our pop around, and I remember being on a flight, actually the flight that my niece was born on, because I met her about 4 hours before I flew up from Toronto to London for a bit of a European adventure, and on the in-flight entertainment unit thing, they actually had a lot of music from Hello Children Everywhere, which I picked up at, I guess, one of the HMVs before they shut down. And in the background, a little quick draw McGraw underscore here by the Hanna-Barbera crew. And that's how things are rolling here on Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak, and yeah, this is all children's show here. But for those of you who like to take, for those of you who like taking their kids to the movies, I know there's a lot of good ones out there like Brave. But the Rio Theater at Commercial and Broadway, this Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., they have a Movies for Mummies. So unfortunately, the website doesn't say what film it is right there, but it's handy. Since I think the lights are kept somewhat on, if not just slightly dim. And then, yeah, everyone gets to watch, and it'll be noisy, of course, but kind of entertaining that way. Of course, on Thursday, leading up to the Friday premiere of The Dark Knight Rises, it has the other two parts of Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy. So you can always check that out, but otherwise, yeah, Dark Knight Rises is going to be playing for the next week or so. Otherwise, in about 25 minutes, if you head to the Van City Theater, it is Music Monday, so for $6, you can catch Upside Down, which is a documentary about the story of Creation Records, that great 90s label where Oasis, Supergrass, Jesus and Mary Chain, Primal Scream, yes, they were home to that, so a good look at that with Alan McGee. Anyways, we are going to sort of like turn back the clock a little bit more here. Some of these, actually, I don't even know how old they are, but of course, it doesn't help that some of the compilations say 50s and 60s, but when you think about the Little Rascals, this goes back to the 30s, just with the short films there with the poor kids running around there in the Depression era. So this is Leroy Shield with the theme from the Little Rascals, better known as the Good Old Days. Then we'll hear a little bit of Burl Ives, something that appears on the Fantastic Mr. Fox soundtrack, in keeping with the Wes Anderson theme. We'll have a little something from the Moonrise Kingdom, part of the children's choirs there. And then we'll have a hobo ditty. This is how we roll here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR.
The sun went down and the circus, it was over. The tent came down and a funny old clown said, "The boys, I'm now in clover. I'm headed for a land that's a far away beside the popcorn fountain. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountain." In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, there's a land that's bright and fair, where the donuts grow on bushes and there's lots of cookies there. Where the dogs and cats are happy and the sun shines every day. There are birds and bees in the bubblegum trees by the lemonade springs, where the whippoorwill sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the houses are built of blocks, and the little streams of sody pop come a-trickling down the rocks. The soldiers there are made of lead and they are very brave. There's a lake of stew and ice cream too. You can paddle all around in a paper canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the frogs have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay hard-boiled eggs. There's chocolate pie in all the trees and jam in all the lakes. Oh, I'm gonna go where the wind don't blow. There's a big free show and candy snow in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. So come with me and you're gonna see the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
In the background, this is Ted Atking and Alan French with Children's Carnival off of a compilation of Electronic Toys, a retrospective of 70s synthesizer music. That set started off with Leroy Shield with the Little Rascals theme. Then we heard Burl Ives, Love Us Know, for Sam the Snowman from the Rankin Bass, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but also for some other Christmas carols as well, too, Holly Jolly Christmas, things like that. And what we heard was Fooba Wooba John, something from the 50s, but it also appears on the Fantastic Mr. Fox soundtrack. And continuing with a bit of a Wes Anderson theme there, we heard the choir of Downside School in Pearly with Cuckoo, one of the songs from Benjamin Britten's Friday Afternoons, his Opus 7, part of a 12-song suite for piano and treble voices. And going back to Burl Ives, one of the songs that he's best known for is the song we heard last there, just to confuse things up. So the Big Rock Candy Mountain, great hobo ditty, came in the 20s, I believe, also appeared on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? But that was the Tex Ritter version. Came out in 1947. And Tex Ritter actually was John Ritter's dad. Keeping a little bit of an acting dynasty there. And Tex Ritter actually did win an Oscar for his song for High Noon, Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling. Let's go with some Canadian indie children's music here. And this comes off of the 2002 compilation Somebody Needs a Timeout. Something I'm not going to say I had to experience often as a child at all, no. Mm-mm. I'll be quiet and go over there. Anyways, from Winnipeg, this is a folk country act known as Nathan. And from Somebody Needs a Timeout, this is Compound Eyes. Something to help all you budding scientists and biologists hear about what insects are capable of doing here. You're listening to CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak, and here's a one-off kid show that you're listening to here.
Dangling from the sky over you. That I am bringing to your house. You said some strange things on the phone. I wanna know what they're about. When I get there, you are gone. Your things in boxes on your lawn. And all the books you ever read are stacked upon your steps instead of in your room. And all your shoes are strung out on your neighbor's fence. Among all this, I find a note addressed to me. It says, leave in this place. Not by choice, it's my fate.
I don't wanna hurt you, not trying to desert you.
Some people just want cut out for this race. Get back on my bicycle, I'm moving slow. Never thought I'd realize the type of things I come to know. Some people just want cut out for this type of life. To end up like their fathers with a house, a dog, two kids, a wife. The pressures of society are bound to get to you. I guess I'll have to let him go. Oh, I guess I'll cut him.
Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
Children's music there. So we started off something from the Somebody Needs a Timeout compilation, which was originally released as a benefit for the Dream of Common Language music program. And we heard Nathan with Compound Eyes. And if you do find that 2002 compilation, you'll also find songs by artists such as Duetang, by Divine Right. Who else do I see here? The 2 Minute Miracles, Hayden, and then Novelero. Then we heard Hey Ocean from Vancouver here, and we heard Bicycle off their latest album, this year's IS, or Is. Of course, the song itself, it sounds very kiddie-like, but lyrically, it does approach dark places, but of course, not everything was always sunshine and lollipops, but everything involves a story. And, yeah, things happen that way. But one thing that Hey Ocean does associate with children's programming, anyways, is that lead singer Ashley Bell is one of the voices on My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. So keep your ears peeled for that next time you watch it. Then we heard two bits off of the See You on the Moon compilation released in 2006 through Paper Bag Records. We heard Kid Koala there and Lederhosen Lucille with Fruit Belt. And then we heard from Toronto, the Apostle Hustle there. Although, just a whole bunch of kids talking there with 24 Robbers. And if you do pick that up, it's a great compilation featuring Great Lake Swimmers as well too. Junior Boys, Broken Social Scene, and Hot Chip as well too. In the background, this is Hannah and Barbera again, but they're joined by Hoyt Curtin, and this is some of the underscore for the Augie Doggy Show. One of those other, like, Hanna-Barbera things that just features an animal walking around and probably wearing a tie. It is 8:30, and somehow I have a lot more music to wedge in here, but we are going to storm as much of this as possible. And stay tuned to Exploding Head Movies here. Got a little They Might Be Giants lined up for you.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Thank you.
1990. That was Miss Bolero's second grade class of the Ottawa Elementary School in Buchanan, Michigan, with their version of They Might Be Giants, Particle Man, which you can find on the 1997 compilation through Restless, then the earlier years. And then from 1992 is Apollo 18. This is They Might Be Giants properly with Spacesuit. For a while, you'd sort of associated They Might Be Giants as being kid-like, but it was a very sort of playful, goofy approach, although dealing with a lot of darker topics. So when the 2000s came and they were sort of like commissioned to help out with various Disney and other kids shows themes, they sort of came out with an idea for a trilogy of sorts featuring educational topics. And what we're going to do is, actually it's not a trilogy because it was inspired by this album, which was their first kids album called No, which is now 10 years old and actually has been digitally re-released with bonus tracks. So look at iTunes for that because I know it's there. So from No, we're going to listen to a song that was written by their bassist. The name I just lost, there you go, Danny Weinkoff. And we're at least listen to one of the cuts from the ABCs. We'll see if there's time later maybe to look at some stuff at the 1-2-3s and the science. But in the age-old question here off of No, this is They Might Be Giants with Where Do They Make Balloons? Here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Marmalades from Scotland, rugs from Pakistan, Mexico has jumping beans and cars are from Japan. Clowns are from the circus, barking comes from dogs, eggs come from a chicken and log cabins come from logs. But where do they make balloons? But where do they make balloons? New York has tall buildings, New Jersey has its malls, Pisa has a leaning tower, will it ever fall? The ocean has the fishes, London has a tower. In Holland they have windmills, lots of bikes and pretty flowers.
But where do they make balloons? But where do they make spaghetti is from China, but Italians make it best. Ants can make an anthill and monkeys make a mess. Hungary isn't hungry and French fries aren't from France. Turkeys aren't from Turkey, they can't fly but they can dance.
Drummer plays a gong. Go, 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 go for G. Go, 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 go for G. You'll feel gracious, gigantic, grateful, and glad when you go, 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 go for G.
grapes, glue, gyroscopes. Go, 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 go for G. Go, 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 go for G. You'll feel glorious, generous, gleeful, and great when you go, 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 go for G.
At least two phone calls there, so I've got to juggle a couple of things here. Anyways, we heard They Might Be Giants there with, first off, Where Do They Make Balloons? Featuring vocals there by Danny Weinkopf, part of what was once the Band of Dans, but the bassist there. And then off of Here Come the ABCs, which came out in 2004, they had Go 4G. We skipped over some stuff there, but if you are a big They Might Be Giants fans, and if your kids are as well, too, Here Come the 1-2-3s came out in 2008, and then Here Comes Science came out in 2009 there. In the background, this is some more Hanna-Barbera music here from Snooper and Blabber. This is just more of the underscore, which is some of the music just plays in the background, sort of like their drop music, as it were. Let me just line up one thing here, but you're listening to Exploding Hit Movies here on CITR. And, wow, I may have to actually sort of jump right into Samurai Jack here, but let me sort a couple things out here, so stay tuned. You have at least 20 minutes left here, Exploding Head Movies. And thanks to Rosie Pills for giving me a call here and her poetry.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
To know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Went down a proverbial sinkhole. That was Will I Am back for 2002 with the theme to the Cartoon Network Samurai Jack. great bit of work by Gennady Tartakovsky, who had worked on Dexter's Laboratory for a while there, but based on Samurai Jack, all three or four seasons of it, about basically a mostly quiet samurai warrior sent 2,000 years in the future by the evil Aku, as he sort of deals with the future. And most of the soundtrack is done by James L. Venable, and we're listening to the story of the past here in the background, and we're listening to various cues here. And of course, if you have seen Samurai Jack, you can tell why Lucasfilm was interested in having him deal with the first anime version of the Clone Wars. So from a fan's recording of various parts of the episodes from Samurai Jack, there's some excerpts from James L. Venable's score to Samurai Jack, and we're going to start off with a coup battle. We'll be right back. So we heard James L. Venable, who also did the Powerpuffs theme, and he actually worked on a couple of Kevin Smith films as well, too. So we heard from Samurai Jack, we heard Aku Battle, then we heard the short clip of Jack Does Some Chopping. Then we kind of went around the earth there, at least world music-wise. So we heard then Egypt, Greece, England, then Mongolia to China, and then Tibet, where Jack ends. So based on some forum posts, there were a lot of people who were clamoring for a lot of this music released on soundtrack, or on like a CD, but that never transpired. So you have to be creative, but there's a couple of people out there who have done something, so I believe the internet could guide you that way. As with 10 minutes left, as I juggle a whole bunch of things around here, let's get into the Space Ghost stuff right now. In the background, though, this is Juan Orlando and his Latin band, but he's actually German, so I think it's... I can't even do a German accent of the Spanish thing. Juan Orlando and his Latin, but yeah, whatever. Goodbye. Anyways, this is Jungle Baby, which you can find on the Music for Dance Floors, a cream of the KPM Music Green Library. Compilation that is just worth its weight in gold to me. This actually appears in one of the SpongeBob SquarePants films? No, TV. It's where the Olympics one, where they sort of like SpongeBob and Patrick are fighting or something like that. But since we're doing a lot of Hanna-Barbera stuff, Space Ghost is one of the great Hanna-Barbera superhero cartoons, character designed by Alex Roth. But it was remixed in the 90s to, in part, as being part of the Space Ghost Coast to Coast, a fake talk show, which I'd like to profile at some point, including Sonny Chirac's sort of avant-garde jazz guitar there. But it also helped inspire like a short clip show called Cartoon Planet. So we're actually going to listen to a whole bunch of Space Ghost, the deep voice here, and then Loopier Brack and the harsh Zorak. And I'll sort of let things start off here. So we're going to listen to the Cartoon Planet story, and then a whole bunch of cues before we try to wrap things up. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR, Vancouver.
One day I bumped into this big shot TV guy I know. He said, "I'm really desperate. Would you like to host a show?" I says, "I'm kinda busy here saving the world from crime. But if the money's right, then buddy, show me where to sign."
Show him where to sign.
I knew I'd need some co-hosts or I would surely fail. I remembered I had Brack and Zorak locked up in my jail.
Hello.
I told them all about the show. They were happy as can be.
Yeah, right.
The show is Cartoon Planet and the rest is history.
Re.
Cartoon Planet starring me.
And me.
Help us! Please, help us!
Oh, no. A planet in need. This looks like a job for Mr. Big Tough Guy, Space Ghost. He's so powerful. How can they ever stop him? So, faithful viewers, Space Ghost raises his mighty power bands and...
Baby.
Oops, sorry. I got a little carried away. How embarrassing.
Yeah. Don't mention it.
It's a song about eating food. I would climb the deepest river, swim the highest mountain. I'd wash my feet in lemonade if that will do the trick. I would dip my pig in butter and ride him round the playground. If I thought it'd make you love me, I'd put soup on a stick. Soup on a stick. I knew a girl named Zoe who lived in Chicago. She moved to Buffalo where it's snowy, but that's another story. Zoe had a sister, and I could not resist her. I tried one time to kiss her, but I missed her. And that's how I met Zoe. Here's the part about cutting muffins. And I'd climb the deepest river, swim the highest mountain. I'd even clean my room if I thought that would do the trick. I'd trade underwear with Zorak or give up eating donuts. If I thought it'd make you love me, I'd put soap on a stick. Something on a stick. Soap on a stick. Where's my
I'm going to my room!
Say, man, that's a peppy rhythm. I've got the funk in my trousers for sure. I like bananas because they have no bones. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin starred in Home Alone. If your dog has tartar, go get him some of those little doggy bones. Yeah, if you got something, something, something rhymes with bones. Yeah, for $8, call a psychic friend on the telephone. If you're going deaf, the doctor makes you listen to tones. My cousin Benny's got a trailer park in Rome. Ooh, yeah. If you eat some uncooked pork, you'll sit around and moan. Yeah. Oh, do 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 do. Something that rhymes with bones. Yeah.
What day is it? Could you please tell me? What day is it? I'm confused, you see. Is it Sunday?
No.
Is it Monday?
No.
Is it Tuesday, Blue Day, Better Wear Tuesday?
No.
Is it Wednesday?
No.
Is it Thursday?
Shut up.
Is it Friday, Saturday, Better Wear Holiday?
Maybe it's tomorrow and maybe it's not. Maybe it's yesterday.
I just forgot.
Maybe tomorrow, maybe it's not. Maybe it's yesterday.
I just forgot. Hey, what day is it? Could you please tell me? What day is it? What day is it? I'm confused, you say.
Oh! Oh, boy. Oh, man, I never laughed so hard until I cried. And I laughed some more, and I laughed a lot. Oh, man, I'm laughing so much. I can't stop laughing. All you ever do is bring me down. And I can't stop laughing. Turn my happy smile into a frown. You keep on telling me that you'll be... I'm slobbering on myself. Well, don't let the front door hit you when you're stupid. Oh, man. Oh, somebody call a doctor. My gut hurts because I'm laughing so much. And I don't know how to stop it. I bet I better take another drink of my pop. Yes, sirree. That's what you gotta know, everybody. One time I was brushing my teeth in class, and the teacher said, "Back, why are you brushing your teeth in my classroom?" And I said, "Bubble, baby, slip up. Bubble, baby, bubble, fade." And the teacher said, "I can't understand a word you're saying." So I spit out the toothpaste and said, "Listen, Mr. Tooth Decay. Want me to neglect my oral hygiene?" And then I got sent to the principal's office. The end.
All right, I can't even describe about half of everything that happened there. But at the very least, we heard some combination of Brax, Space Ghost, and then Zorak there. We heard the Cartoon Planet story. Then we heard Hero in His Own Mind. Then we heard Soup on a Stick. Something that rhymes with bones. What day is it? Brack can't stop laughing, which results in me not stop laughing. And then something from School Days, known as Toothbrush. This is a Neil Colley trio here with something off Sesame Beat, showing how fruitful the earlier pinball music number count song worked out. So this is the jazz version of it. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week, thankfully. Coming up in a few short minutes is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. It'll guide you to midnight. I believe Canada Post Rock is still on hiatus, so Gavin's got something lined up for you to cover the midnight hour. If you missed any of this week's episode, something that you pull kiddies aside to via computer, you can just grab the podcast via CITR.ca. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, there's email, there's other stuff. Fantastic things that way, and yeah, we'll probably see you online in one way or other. Next week, I'll have a show. Well thought out, probably, but we'll figure it out. Anyways, we'll have Brack say goodbye, and then we'll have Duplex do a cover of a great Schoolhouse Rock song, Figure Eight. And, yeah, we'll see how much time we have left here. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and enjoy the summer weather.
Listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker.